This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are working to make our communities a better place to live. The state of Arkansas contains thousands of miles of rivers and streams, making Arkansas a water-rich state. The Arkansas Rivers Association was formed in 2008 in Northeast Arkansas by Greg Watts, a concerned citizen in Jonesboro, who founded the organization to get individuals and agencies from across the state to work together to help preserve the quantity and quality of Arkansas's waters for years to come. According to Watts, a concern about the state of water in Arkansas is why he started the organization.
One of the things, our water table, our aquifers, are continuing to be depleted and have been for a number of years. And so that's a major issue that they're facing, we're going to have to deal with. Our streams don't carry as much water as they used to. A lot of the tributaries that feed larger streams now go dry every year. They never used to do that. We're continuing to consume more water and not replenishing, allowing the water to replenish within the aquifers and so forth. We have increased runoff and pollution and sediment. You know, we're progressing as a state. We're growing. Our agriculture has grown. Industry has grown. Our population has grown. And it's putting more and more pressures on our waters. And there's just a lot to deal with and a lot to be concerned about.
And he tells about other concerns he has when it comes to rivers and streams.
You know, as we grow, as our population grows, as industry grows, you know, our rivers and streams are where all the wastewater is dumped. You know, once it's treated and goes through a treatment process, treatment plant, it goes into the rivers. And so, you know, we're treating more water, and the demands are growing for that, so we've got to be careful about that. And another issue is stormwater runoff. Everything that goes through your storm drain out in the streets and in the storm drain does not go through a treatment plant. It goes directly into our rivers. And so as we grow, as our cities grow, and we have more and more runoff, that is some highly toxic water at times that goes into our rivers and streams. And so we've got to be proactive about protecting our rivers and streams with regard to stormwater runoff. And we're doing that. That's being done in a lot of ways, but we've got to continue to work at it and to try to control stormwater runoff a little better than we have in the past. Things like rain gardens that can absorb water and hold it in place rather than just letting it run off the parking lot and into the drain. Retention ponds, and a lot of that is going on. There's things in place that are happening, but we need to continue to do it and to do a better job of it.
The Arkansas Rivers Association works with numerous agencies and has formed a partnership with those groups, such as the Arkansas Parks and Tourism, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, and the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission. Steve Filipek is a fish biologist with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission and is also involved in the commission's Stream Team program.
Well, organizations like this, Jonathan, are very important to us because they're grassroots level organizations that are trying to do what they can to improve water quality in the state, and which in turn, of course, improves fish habitat, which I'm a fish biologist, so obviously that's one of our main mandates is to manage fish and wildlife correctly in the state for the benefit of the people and the wildlife, sustainable wildlife populations and all that. So, you know, we can have regulations and things like that that people have to adhere to, but it's really nice to have groups like the Arkansas River Association that voluntarily want to help us out and therefore are able to help us and decrease some of the time that we have to spend on some areas, and also really give us some work in areas that we don't quite have the manpower to do, just because obviously we're only an agency with limited manpower and all that. So when you're dealing with a state as diverse as Arkansas is, 6 or 7 ecoregions, which are kind of physiographic regions, think of the Ozarks as one, the Delta as another, we're spread pretty thin. So when we have volunteer groups like the Arkansas River Association, Greg Watts is leading it, we really appreciate the volunteer time that they put in.
And Filipek tells about the Stream Team organization with the Game and Fish Commission.
The goal of organizations like this, and we happen to have a stream team program, Jonathan, that we started out in 1996. And Arkansas Rivers Association wasn't around then. There was like a dozen teams that signed up in 1996. We called them the Dirty Dozen because they were picking up litter, doing things like this around streams to clean up Arkansas streams and make it more the natural state like we're so proud to hail. And but it grew. We've got like over 750 stream teams now, up to 17,000 people around the state that are not only doing stream surveys and cleaning up streams, but now they're planting trees on the areas next to streams so they can provide stream bank stability. It provides habitat for animals. It provides habitat for fish. When they fall in, it shades the water so it cools it off. They also do stream habitat improvement work. When we have landowners that want to do something about their habitat in their stream or water body near them that they might own, we'll work with them through a stream team like the Arkansas Rivers Association.
Tony Ramick is with the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission. Ramick says groups like the Arkansas Rivers Association helps the ANRC with valuable input in piecing together the next water plan for the state. Ramick tells us some of the main factors are when piecing together the water plan.
We look at usage, and when we talk about usage, here again from all sectors and for all types of usage, but then we have to use it as a planning tool for infrastructure and growth and development. In some portions of the state, you know, growth and population is growing pretty rapidly. But in other parts of the state, population is declining. And if you take a look at infrastructure, water systems, water lines, water distribution, you know, there's a cost to that. And where places where population is increasing, they have the base to sustain and to upgrade their systems. But in other areas, it's losing population. They don't necessarily have the base, the population base, to sustain it. Well, what do you do? Do you say, okay, let's just forget about it and just leave it and let it dilapidate? I don't think that's proper. We just have to look at the viable resources that we have.
And founder of the Arkansas Rivers Association, Greg Watts, tells what the biggest challenge is for the organization.
The challenge for us really is to get the word out, to get people to think about what is going on with our water. And I mean, it's simply because we haven't had to think about it. We've always had plenty of water, water quality and water quantity. But that is changing and has been changing, and we have to reverse the trend. And it's just difficult to get people to think about it and to realize how important it is, because it hasn't been an issue in most of our lifetime. But now it is. And what I'm really concerned about, not so much for me, my lifetime, but I am so very concerned about future Arkansans. I'm concerned about my children, grandchildren, and their grandchildren, and what's going to take place over the next 50 years. It's important that we act now to make a difference for tomorrow.
The Arkansas Rivers Association meets the third Wednesday of every month at noon at the Front Page Cafe in Jonesboro. The group has membership opportunities available for those who are interested. And Watts also tells about a land trust that's been established.
One of the things that we did this year is we established a 501c3 land trust, the Arkansas Land and Water Foundation. And we're very excited about that. That's an effort to protect and preserve land in its natural state, open spaces. We lose 5,000 acres a day in the United States to development. And so that's very significant. And quite frankly, how we use the land and how we manage our land does more to determine water quality within our rivers and streams than anything else. So our goal with that organization is to try to protect streamside acreage as much as we can, keep it in its natural state. And in doing so, we create wildlife habitat, recreational opportunities for our citizens, and we protect our rivers and streams as well. So we're excited about that, and we hope to see that really grow and take off this next couple of years.
More information on the Arkansas Rivers Association can be found at www.arkansasrivers.org or by calling 870-275-5332. This is Making a Difference on KASU. Stories featuring organizations in our listening area that are making a positive impact in the communities they serve.